Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. I'd like to expand on last month's community comment about rights and responsibilities as it relates to Medicare for All and our nation's declining physical and mental health. When we start to deal with the concept that the diseases that plague industrialized societies are based in their cultures, we can take a pessimistic or optimistic view. The pessimistic view contends that we are conditioned to be what we are. There is nothing you can do about it. The optimistic view is that we are infinitely malleable and can choose the ways of life we prefer, hopefully a healthier one. The economic and political forces that reinforce the pessimistic view are enormous and have been mustering increasing control over our society for the past 30 to 40 years. The most common chronic diseases are preventable through knowledge and personal action. On the other hand, to a large extent, individual behavior is determined by community norms and values, regulations, and government policies. The bottom line, though, is that the individuals are ultimately responsible for instituting and maintaining lifestyles that will reduce risk and improve health. Which leads me to the work of Edward Bernays. What Newton is to physics, Bernays is to propaganda, or what he later termed public relations. In 1947, Bernays published an essay entitled The Engineering of Consent, which defined the art of manipulating people, whom Bernays described as fundamentally irrational. Undisciplined people, Bernays claimed, are vulnerable to influences of which they are not even aware. In Bernays' own words, quote, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, and our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. It is they who pull the wires that control the public mind." Unquote. What Bernays' writings furnish is simply a means for shaping public opinion for any purpose whatsoever, whether beneficial to individuals or not. Maybe to build a healthier society and offer a sustainable Medicare for all, we need to quit fighting the existing medical model and build a new one that makes the old one obsolete. The founder of the Mayo Clinic, William James Mayo, puts it in perspective, quote, "The aim of medicine should be to prevent disease and prolong life. The ideal of medicine is to eliminate the need for a physician." This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.